Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and this is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. We'll be going there in the next few minutes. So stay on, everybody, and we'll be going to the Lightship for healing. So if you're interested in having a Creation Lightship healing from the light beings that created you, this is Source Energy. Just hang on. We're first going to do an emotional clearing and a trauma clearing for those of you that may have experienced that. This is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. Same source, same energy, same place. So here we go. Emotional clearing. Think back of a situation that you dealt with in the last couple of days. We'll release it out of your body instantly. Here we go. And count to five to command the energy. One, two, three, four, and five. Now we'll do a trauma clearing. This goes a little deeper. These are all invisible energetic bodies that hold and store the charges of these situations that you deal with. So for trauma, think of a trauma, everybody. Here we go. Releasing that. One, two, three, four, and five. And let's do the mind to heart drop. This is also on the website, creationlightship.com. And we count it down there just the same to help you out so you can become more heart-centered and be out of time. Remember, when you're in time, you're in darkness. When you're in time, you're in the alien mind control energies. And when you're in time, then you're being controlled by many, many things, including your natal chart, which is not source energy. You're not here to learn spiritual lessons. You're here probably because you came here once to enjoy the earth, then you got stuck here. This is like a prison planet to everybody because of the alien controls that are here and the transmissions that they give us. So here we go. Let's do a clearing here. Think of the numbers from 1 to 10 like you're on an elevator. It's going to drop you down. Then you're going to be out of time on the timeline. So here we go. This puts you into the present moment. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And one more time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And as you notice, the things around you will be a little more separated from you because you're not running emotional energy now, connecting to things. And if you think, when you are in your heart center, you will never have a positive thought or a negative thought because the source energy has no judgment. And that's why and how you know if you're in your heart or not. So let's go to the light ship, everybody. And we'll first energize the light being on your monitor screen. So scroll down a little ways on the scroll bar. Go to Creation Lightship Healing. And about an inch or so down, you're going to see a light being. Energize the light being. And this will be energized throughout this program tonight. And if you're listening to the archives, you will not be able to go to the lightship because of alien abductions. But you will be able to feel this wonderful peace energy. So here comes the energy from the light being to you. And I'll use the word stronger to invoke it to you. So stronger, stronger, stronger. Nothing for you to do. Just be present. Stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. Okay. So, we'll go to the light ship in the next minute. So, just sit back, relax. You want to think of one particular problem that you're dealing with. And the healings take place according to your predisposition on healings, which would be your faith, which is the faith of your ancestors. Remember, you're living their DNA. You're living their lifetimes right now in this present moment because we live in a time-based reality. So what they believed about healings, what they thought about healings, the blockages that they dealt with is also in you. And this is how the healings take place. So So if you had yourself cleared out enough, then maybe you might have an instantaneous miracle healing tonight. So here we go. You can bring up your animals and pets, flowers, tree, garden, if you wish. Here we go. I'll count to five to go to the light ship. You're going to feel the energy around you change as the light ship connects to you. This is what Jesus did. He used the word Father. And that's where you're going. And in his term, it was Father. In our term, it's creation light ship. This time, 2,000 years later. So we're going to the light ship now. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, we're on the light ship now. So I'd like everybody just to think of a situation that they're dealing with, one particular physical problem. And the first room that we're going into is going to be a room which has the red energy. This is life force energy on the light ship. It's coming to you right now. You may feel a surge of energy come into your body. On the light ship, you're there physically, walking around, talking with the light beings. And all these healings are between you and the light being doctors on the light ship. Here comes the red energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Next, we're going to go into the room where they have the large tree energy. And again, the trees are light beings, but they chose to materialize themselves, to create themselves as a tree. And they'll be going to a planet where there's trees at the ascension time. So they're here now to help people do healings. So here we go. Here comes the trees. So again, there's normally at least three of them coming to you. Request healing. So one, two, three, four, and five. Remember, the light ship does not judge you. Source energy never judges you, so you must request a healing because it sees you always in pure divine perfection. The light does not judge its creations. There's no emotions on the light ship. And we'll go to another room. We'll go into a room where they have the rainbow waterfall room. This is where all the different colors of the rainbow are there, plus others. The water is going to come around your body, caress it. Will not touch your body, but you're going to feel the energy do healing work with you. So again, request your healing. Here comes the rainbow waterfall energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll also go to a room where they have the koala bears. That's very nice. So again, these are all energies that we see here on this planet. This is what we bring forth for planet Earth. On other planets and places, it would probably be different types of beings. So these are the koala bears coming. There's three of them. Request your healing. And here they come. So I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And people love to go into the room where the deers are. There's also fawns. So this is a very wonderful room for a lot of people. They enjoy seeing these particular energies. Remember, if you're a seer, you're probably going to be seeing the deers. So if you do see them, and if you wish to touch them, you can. You can put your hands out in front of yourself during this whole session if you wish and actually feel the energies from these particular animals or light beings. So here we go. Here comes the deer energy with the fawns. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, let's go into a room where they work with our immune system. And we're going there right now. And you may feel your body temperature heat up. There's different colors of light shining through and around you right now. And you may feel your body, like I said, change a little bit. So coming in with this energy for the immune system enhancement. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And I had a request from one of our dear friends out there whose mother has a birthday. And so we're going to take her and her mother up, along with everyone else here, to the food court. And I think she's in her 90s, if I'm not mistaken. So here we go. We're going to have some birthday cake. So I don't know. I kind of like maybe German chocolate cake. That's kind of nice that I like. They have strawberry cake. They have some type of special cake that is green in color. I'm seeing that. I'm seeing another cake that is deep purple. So it's kind of your choice, what you'd like to have. And these are just small little portions, maybe like the size of a pencil eraser, okay? So here we go. We have it on our index finger going underneath our mouth. We're going to have some cake and sing happy birthday. So we're doing that now on the light ship, and the light beams are joining us, having a little party. So here we go. So we'll bring in this energy and some of the cake energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Let's get seconds, everybody. This is very healthy food, even though it may sound like it's not. You may feel your body getting full. So, again, we'll get whatever we wish to have there. They do have strawberries, too, on the light chip. If you wish to have some strawberry, maybe angel food cake or something with strawberries on it and whipped cream or ice cream, we can have that. But it's all very small portions. So here we go. Coming to you right now. And here we go. Coming into our mouth. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, we can get thirds if we wish. So again, one, two, three, four, and five. I feel pretty full myself now. Very nice. So happy birthday. And let's go to another room. We'll go to the amethyst crystal shield here. Each one of these crystals are conscious beings. So we're going to have fun with this here. And here we go. They're coming to us now. We're going into this room. We're levitating. Request your healing. Bringing the energy down here, so stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll go to another location. This is one of the water rooms. This is where the manatees are. And request healing as they come to you. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll go to another location. This is where the large bumblebees are. Here they come. So, again, stronger. Request your healing. Stronger. Might want to get up and walk around, see how your body's doing. Stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. Notice that you are out of time right now. So if you notice, we've been on this program for like 14 minutes. It might feel like 1 minute to you, which is perfectly normal. Let's go into another room, and we'll go into a room where they have large ice sickles. And these are conscious beings too. So request healing from the large ice sickles. Here comes this energy. I'll count to five to bring it in. One, two, three, four, and five. Oh, boy. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, we'll go into the room where they have flowers. And these kind of look like very, very large pansies. And as you look at them, they kind of, in a sense, bend over and communicate with you and with their conscious beings. So here comes the pansies. to do healing work with you. Request your healing. And here comes their energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And in the bee room, where the bumblebees are, we'll get the royal jelly along with the big bumblebees. So here they come. We can ride on them if you wish. Put your hands in front of yourself. You can actually feel the texture of their little fur. The fur is about 2 inches in length. Feels very, very soft, kind of like velvet. So you can experience that yourself. Here we go. Flying around with the bumblebees, and then I will have some of their royal jelly. So stronger, coming into our mouth. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's see here. We're going to one of the oxygen rooms here. This is where they have the oxygen, like bubbled, a large container with bubbles in it. Kind of looks like Alka-Seltzer bubbling out of the bottom. And we're in this right now. We're bringing this energy. I'll count to 10 to do that. Take a deep breath. Inhale, exhale. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll go into the cancer treatment room. And we're being scanned right now. Everybody's going to go into this room, so request healing. And they're right now. So 1, coming into us with this energy. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll go on to where they have the golden whales. This is another large pool of water. The water is silver, sparkles like diamonds. Here comes the golden whales to us. And we can pet them also, if you wish. Feel their skin texture right on their backs. Here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And kind of another related water type of thing, we will go to where the little penguins are. And they're also maybe where the icicles are. So here we go. Here comes the penguins. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll go into a couple more rooms here. We'll go into a room where they work with our muscles. Back muscles, the females will come to help us with this here. So you do want to request a healing for your muscles if you have anything that's tight, and they will work with you. So work from the top of your head down to the bottom of your feet and your toes. So here we go. Bringing this energy in. I'm going to kick off your shoes if they're not off already. So stronger, 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 stronger. Kind of relax here. Stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into one final room before we come back from the light ship. We'll go into the room where the swans are. We'll close off with the swan energy. These are very peaceful beings, very gentle. Here comes the swans. Again, request your healing and all these healings that we've had so far between you and the light being doctors as you communicate with them on the light ship for your particular healing. So here comes the swans. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So all these particular light beings tonight have done all the healings on you. They all can do the same type of healing, but they're in a different form doing this energetic work on you. And we'll go into one more room here. We'll go into the room where they have some of the orange energy. That's very nice for people that like to have orange. So here comes the orange energy before we come back. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, we have one request here for different types of stones. So one of them is jasper. So we'll bring in the jasper energy. And here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so we're thanking all the different doctor teams for working with us this evening. We do these calls very like this, Mondays and Fridays, for $20 for a one-hour light shift physical healing. Then on Wednesdays, we do about a half an hour of physical healing with water charging. We get 7 containers of water. Typically, you get gallon containers, and you have light shift water for each day of the week. So we're going to be coming back from the light shift, and like I said, the light beings heal you on the light shift. Your healings are done between you and them. And we're counseling right now with them in the orientation room. We're thanking them. They're talking with us here. And we're ready to come back. So our animals and pets are now joining us. If we brought anything else like flowers, trees, or garden, or plants up, they're coming with us also. I'll count to 5. You're going to feel the disconnection from the light shift. And here we go. Coming back down. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, everybody, hope you had a wonderful healing tonight, and we'll turn it over to our co-host here. Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I'm here, and hello, everyone. And, wow, that was great, Ron. Thank you. It was really fun going to those different rooms and also the birthday cake, and happy birthday to the birthday person. So, tonight we are here to talk about the light ship, about the ascension process, about healing, about what's prevented healing, prevented people from healing on Earth, and what to do about that. And we are opening the phone lines to take your calls and have you come on with us and ask your questions for Ron, or maybe ask for a healing sample of one of the healings that Ron does with the Creation Light Ship. So if you'd like to call in, you can call 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And for those of you that are unable to call, you can also type in a question, request, or comment into the fast chat, and we would love to hear from you that way too. So we'll take up any questions that we can for the rest of the evening, and we'll talk also about the healings that Ron has available on his website, www.creationlightship.com, and there are quite a number of really amazing interactive healings on the website that you can access 24/7 some of which are free, like the emergency healing and so forth, and some of which are available with a, you know, just a low monthly fee that you can go on there anytime you want, any time of day or night. If you have something that happens, maybe a traumatic event in your day, something at your work, something in a relationship, or you might have family members, children and so on, who have something happen to them. And it's amazing how simply and easily and effortlessly the Creation Lightship can lift that trauma from someone in one of those clearings. So we'll talk about those. So before I turn it back over to Ron, let me give the phone number one more time for anybody that would like to call in. And the phone number is 888-815-9756. So, Ron, do you have a particular healing that you'd like to talk about tonight?
Boy, yeah, there's so many of them. We just changed the name of one of the healings. It's the old name, but it kind of got changed in the new website. But it's Dark Side Practitioner Clearing. It was under, I think the Dark Side Mind Clearing, but now it's Dark Side Practitioner like it was before. So if you do need to find that one, it's listed. We also changed on the left-hand navigation link. It was the alien darkness to light clearing. So some people were using that for people who they thought were dark emotional energies to get released out of them. And it's not really what it's for. It's designed to get the aliens out of the inside of you that wish to go to the light. So that's a free clearing, and a lot of people are using that and feeling so much better. The clearing that I like, there's so many of them, but the one that really helps people out who are stuck is the self-empowerment clearing. And that one's only $50. It lasts for 6 weeks. And if you're having difficulties in your life, things aren't working well, I would highly recommend having that one. Another clearing that I highly recommend having is the alien death barcode. So if you're listening, maybe for the first time out there, and you are having a situation in your life, maybe you got diagnosed with something. Normally when you're diagnosed with something, that means that you're, you know, getting closer to the end of times, basically, because you contracted something or contacted something. It's really a contract. That's why I use the word contract, because your natal chart set you up. Remember, the aliens gave you the natal chart, the planets, and they set you up for the dying process. So the alien death barcode can help you get out of those death barcodes. Most people have three of them. And like I say, if you're typically 30 years or older, I would definitely do that clearing. If you're younger listening and you know that you had a couple of close calls or one close call with death, maybe you almost got run over by a car or something, or you have some type of situation like that where, you know, a second later you would have found yourself, not doing too well or not being here at all. Know that that was one of your times that you were able to pull out of, because you do have a choice. If you can find that choice, okay? Most people don't understand that, but, you know, after all, the darkness wants you out of here, so they put these timelines in for you, the time dates. And some people have three, some have a little bit more. But by all means, if you're over 30, do that clearing. Then you also get free after that. And the cost for the alien death barcode is $150, and you can do as many of those as you wish. Like I said, most people have three. I have people who say, Ron, I just want to make sure, so I did all 10 of them, okay? And that's okay, too. If you do more, it's not going to hurt you. If they're not in effect, they just won't work. But some people like to play it safe, okay? So I have people comment on that. I would say very few people have had up to seven, okay? I would say probably 25% of the people have had maybe five, but most people have three. Now, after you do that, it takes 2 hours for each particular barcode series to do. So it's 1 hour for the barcode. It's 30 minutes to get rid of the emotional trauma that you have more than likely experienced, or your emotional body would realize that it would have died. So you could be emotional from that clearing of that barcode, because all of a sudden you're living with that barcode and it gets taken away from you. You actually see that normally if you're a seer. And then you do spirit infusion after that. So each one takes typically 2 hours. If you get stuck emotionally on doing the second part of it, which is normally 30 minutes, you can redo it twice or even three times so you feel better about it. So I recommend having the time available for 8 hours if you're going to be doing the three particular ones. That way you have a two-hour safety margin in there. After you do that, then find the time again. And whatever you did on the barcode, repeat that for the emotional stress death barcode. And that's free to you. So it's $150 for two wonderful clearings to get the natal chart, death stigma, we'll say, the controlling energies from the aliens off of you so that you can live better. There's so many clearings on the website that's out there right now that's live that it's quite amazing. Do you have one of your favorites, Sylvia, out there that you might like to talk about?
Well, this is a very interesting one, and we don't talk about it too often. But it's great because it has just so many uses. Really, it's hard to even cover it all. But it's I think it's called the object activation, and basically you can take anything you want. Like it could be the jewelry that you wear, like a pendant or a ring, could be any kind of thing like that you put on your body, and you can activate it, ask the light ship to activate it with whatever kind of energy that you need for that particular day. You can put your food on there and have that charged up with life force energy or something that will help you with whatever it is that you need. You could put anything. I've heard of people, you know, putting a scarf or clothing or anything at all like that. And that is really incredible because you can get the, you know, whatever it is you need in that moment for that particular day. Have that to take with you to work or whatever it is you're doing, and that's very beneficial. Another one that I really love is the water activation, and this is something that some people do in the conference call on Wednesdays or the 4-hour monthly ascension preparation call or some of the other specialized healing calls that Ron does, but the water is really amazing. I don't think we talk about it enough, but you can take a glass of water, you know, from your, either purified water or your tap water, whatever it is that you use, put it in a glass, and then taste it just to see, get a really good idea of how it tastes before you activate it, and kind of feel the texture, so to speak, of the water before you activate it. And then you basically have the light being in front of you, and you select what you want for that particular water, and you hold the glass between your hands, and the light ship brings in the energy through the light being and through you, through your heart center, and into the water, and you hold it until, you know, a few minutes has gone by, and then you drink that water, and you'll just be amazed to find out that it tastes totally different than before. Like, sometimes it's a little bit sweeter. Sometimes maybe if they're using a gold or a silver energy for, you know, antiviral or some kind of property, you can sometimes get a little metallic taste. the viscosity of the water will totally change, and sometimes it'll just be absolutely like silk. And you know how sometimes you feel like you drink water, but it doesn't really, it's not really appealing, but you're drinking it because maybe you're supposed to. But this water, you just really want to drink it. And also, when you do drink it, it does seem to just go into your cells like instantly. It doesn't seem to have the problem that some water has where you feel like you're not absorbing it through the cell membrane. So it's phenomenal. It's really a gift. It's something easy and inexpensive and affordable to do. Anybody can go on there and do it, and that's just absolutely one of my favorites. Anything you'd like to say about the water also?
Yeah. I've got a lot of people who've had burns, and they went in there and got some water charged up. And this is what I call skin misting water, but you can specify, like, if you have a burn, and get your water, and it will help you. I can't guarantee that, you know, because I just can't. But I have plenty of people telling me that their complexion has changed, you know, that the light chip has helped them immensely with, like, sunburns, with that water. So there's just so much that is out there. Now, there is a gentleman, I think, you know, Dr. Is it Emoto? Is that correct, Sylvia?
Oh, you're probably referring to the one that has taken the pictures of the water to show how different energies can actually change the crystalline structure of the water.
Yes. Now, that energy is mind energy. So I'll talk about that. That's using alien mind energy, which is collective consciousness, to charge the water. The water that you're getting from the light ship is completely different. It's not mind energy. It's source energy. And so that's the difference on the water. So don't confuse the two. You know, because you heard about that other thing where you can tape something to the water and it does change as you look at it physically. The light ship water is far superior to this. So I just thought I would mention that. So let's see about doing a clearing here. Anything out there, Sylvia, that you may want to work on? The Lightship has been doing a lot of work with the extraterrestrials out there that are under the umbrella of the Galactic Federation, eliminating them now. They've been working with very strongly the jellyfish and the squid energies in the last week, getting rid of those energies, getting rid of other energies that look really awful. These alien beings kind of look like a cow pie, okay? And these energies are in control of one of the major religions on this planet. And they're working with that energy also, different levels of that, to clear it away, because these energies give us in our DNA and also into our mental consciousness and also taking us into parallel lifetimes when we connect to the energies. So that's what happened. So they're getting rid of these things. This is why you may have felt strange in the last couple of weeks, possibly, because you are getting released from the alien mind-controlling timelines. And I talk a lot about that now because that's where we are. The light ship right now is approaching somewhere around 15,000, as I'm in real time now, about 500 B.C. So, and they're getting closer to 16,000 B.C. So what that means to you is whatever alien life form, and there's many of those out there competing for you, whatever ones were active that people corresponded to, prayed to, connected with, worshipped, whatever word you want to use there, anything going outside of yourself that you connect with, is what these beings would be, and they're now eliminating them. So you will find that you may notice that you might sense a change. Remember that the words in the song of Van Halen, Love Walks In, and when you sense a change, nothing feels the same, love comes walking in. That's what's happening. The love that you missed through this alien extraterrestrial mind control, these are the ones up in the UFOs that have gave us mind control patterns and control, are being eliminated. And these beings now that hooked you up into a timeline of their very own, and there could be, you know, 100 or 1,000 of these timelines from these different races. And this could be why you have felt a little strange, because you're being freed up of these things, okay? So when you're freed up of a timeline, then you're out of time, because that timeline no longer has a controlling aspect on you. And so this is what you need to know. If you do feel a little strange, maybe you don't relate to life too well, you're kind of unemotional, because remember, they bring in emotions to you. They live off the emotions. So with no emotions, then you're more in peace. And when you're in peace, then all of a sudden, the peace that you're experiencing is because you're out of the emotions and out of the control of these energies. And this is probably why people change personalities back and forth many times during a day. So if you watch somebody, and even yourself, but mainly we'll just say that you're perfect, watch other people around you, and you're going to notice that they're changing personalities. Different words key them off. Different symbols could. Different patterns could. You might even want to do the natal chart clearing to get rid of some of the stuff off of you, letters, numbers, etc., because they tap into that to control you. So this is the wonderful thing that's happening. So we have a thing here from Peace. I need the username, password, okay, for the unlimited. Okay, I'll see if I can deal with that at some point here. Get back with you maybe on an email. You might just send me an email on that. And so that would be the Dark Side Practitioner one. So the Dark Side Practitioner, just switching gears here a little bit. So you want to get a day planner, okay? Get a day planner, and so you don't lose track of time, because when the time's taken away, everybody else who is in time expects you to show up on time. Remember, you're still in time living here. And so what you have now is energy is being released from you, so you feel more freedom. But sometimes it's a little difficult for some people, because naturally when you're really used to living life and you're used to living that emotional energy, you might lose some of that enthusiasm, okay? And you might feel like, you know, your life is worthless because you don't have any gas in your gas tank. But you will get better from it. But by all means, get a day planner. So that's the way source energy is that there's no time involved in it. That's how you felt when we went to the light ship. So what we need to do now is a clearing. Let's do a clearing to get rid of some of the energies that are coming up to attack us, basically, that is going to be happening around 16,000 BC. We'll be doing this tomorrow, too, on the 8-hour conference call. And so these energies that will be released right now from us, as many as we can anyway, is what I call the rat energy, okay? So the little dirty rats. So here we go. These are the rats. And they also bite your feet, okay? So if your feet's jumping around now, that could be one of those energies. So here we go, releasing some of these off of you. You might actually feel them leave. If you're a seer or sensor, intuitive, you're going to feel the energies leave you. So here we go. This is an alien life form that looks like rats. So, and they're also down here on this planet. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And just, we'll see if anybody gets on the fast chat. Maybe your feet are feeling much better now. Maybe your body's squirming a little bit as they get released. 1, 2, remember, these are energetic beings that attach to us, causing us physical body harm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So we'll just see how that works out for all of you out there. We'll be releasing these tomorrow on our 8-hour conference call, starting at 10 o'clock Pacific time, 1 o'clock Eastern. And it's an 8-hour call where you're able to get rid of a lot of these extraterrestrial alien life forms that live inside of you. And they have dead bodies. We have a special clearing on the website. It's alien poison, alien waste, and dead carcass removal. And once they leave you, you're a believer because you feel them leave. And that's on the website. The clearing is $100 for a month clearing on it. You may want to get on there and get healthy. So we'll do another clearing here. Another one is the Black Widow energy. Those are pretty awful also. And here comes the Black Widow energy being released. This is like it's a small little sample of what we do on the 8-hour calls. So here we go. Black Widow energy is leaving. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll do one more of these. The most common one, like I said, on many of the programs, is the octopus energy. And those hopefully are being eliminated also in the alien world of mind control stuff. And that's one of the real heavy ones, too, one of the heavy hitters here. So let's get some octopus energy out of us. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's get rid of the octopus dead carcasses. Remember, the aliens don't like each other, and a lot of times they battle internally. And when they do that, there's casualties. And or maybe they just die of old age inside of you. So let's get rid of some of the dead octopus energies. These would be the ones that I perceive right now around your lungs. Around your heart area, maybe upper chest cavity, and around your neck. Here we go. Getting these released from you. The light ship is doing this through the light beam. Having a hard time talking, so there's quite a few of them here. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So hopefully that'll help everybody. I talked about the dark side practitioner clearing on the website. What that's designed for, in case you're a new listener, is there's always somebody out there, even in the past lives, that maybe have did a curse on you or a spell or a hex or something, gave you bad thoughts. Maybe they're paying somebody in some foreign country, $2 a month to work on you. And you wonder why you're having you know, maybe stomach problems, and nobody can tell you what it is. And this little person is getting rich off of you in a sense, not really, but, you know, maybe they're working 12 hours a day on you continuously for, you know, a couple dollars, being in a country that doesn't have much of an income, and you're the target. And they can energetically hit you with this stuff. So, and it can also be time-coded. So you want to do that clearing. It gets rid of these energetic pools at these dark side practitioners, which are physical people, off of you. And it gets rid of the energy pool that they're doing, okay, using. So this is the way it kind of works. It's not going to necessarily, I'll say, harm the practitioner, although we would probably like it to, but it will take away the pool. And the pool, what they're using, just by you getting on there, may help thousands of other people, because they probably work with more than one person, you know. So that's why this dark side practitioner clearing is so so needed here on this planet. So let's do another clearing here. We have a request from Pete in Australia to do the jellyfish. They sit on the top of your head. Their little scouts are the orbs, the friendly orbs that people see around crop circles and alien UFO sightings, okay? We have a free clearing on the website if you want to go under there and do that. It will get rid of the orbs around you, causing you problems. The orbs are kind of what you see, in a sense, little jellyfish energies in the movie Avatar. So that'll give you a clue of what you're releasing. So here's the orb clearing. We'll get rid of some of these from you here. And we'll also do the jellyfish at the same time. So here we go, since our time is running out here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
All right, so let's see what we have on the fast chat here. We have a question about what you can use the water for, like when we were talking about the water activation. And there's a question about whether or not you can use it to clear out jellyfish energy from cells.
Boy, I don't know about that. Possible, you could try it. I don't know. I will definitely get on the 8-hour calls to do that. Let's see here. I don't know. I imagine it could work to a certain extent. I might possibly in the future put these critters on there. If you're going to do anything to clear them out, I would definitely get on the alien attack page for $30 a month. That's your best bet. If you want to put energy forth, then go on to the parasitic life form section of that and, you know, do it that way rather than the water. Because the water is mainly for healing for you more than releasing things out of your life that's, you know, crawling inside of you. It's possible it could work, but I personally would not go that route with that. I would do the alien attack page. And you can put the light beam up all night. A lot of people put it up for 8 hours when they're sleeping. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, we had a question earlier on the fast chat about the light infusion chamber that you have at the expo, I think, coming up. And the person wanted to know what that was and what that was like and how that's different than going to the Creation Lightship.
It's completely different. The light infusion chamber puts light into all of your cells, okay? So it's designed to do that mainly for the first time in. It cleans your auric field. It takes away critters around you, could be entities. It makes you feel better. Most people, when they leave the light chamber, they're smiling. I'd say 95% of the people who come in, they're sometimes a little skeptical. except for the ones that have been in there before, naturally. But the newcomers don't know what it is exactly. They've heard about it. Normally, if you ask anybody at the expo who've been there for a while, they're going to tell you that that's the best thing going, unless they have something that they're selling themselves. But it's definitely talked about a lot between the different booth exhibitors. So as you go to the expo, our booth is number 223, and you go into the light chamber for 5 minutes. The cost is $20. If you wish to do 5 sessions total, then that total price is $40. And if you happen to come for all 3 days, then it's $100. And if you could do the $100, if that's affordable for you and you're going to be there, definitely go into it. Most people that do that probably go into it maybe 10 to 12 times, and they completely are changed. It does so much healing on you, it's unbelievable. And the sessions are 5 minutes in length, only because the energy is so strong and so potent that most people cannot handle more than 5 minutes at a time. So it's just incredible. And it does put light into your body that the aliens took out of your cells. So that's what it first does. It cleans you up like a wonderful shower. And then after the first session, the sessions after that start to work more internally. And you actually feel the energy come inside of your body. And you just feel light. I've had people walk in there for the first time, maybe backache, shoulder ache, neck aches. 5 minutes, they walk out, and it's gone. And then I've had people comment that they can, I'd say a third of the people say that they can actually physically see better when they leave the light infusion chamber. So it's, like I said, it's the best thing going at the expo. It's in New York at the New Yorker Hotel, a block from Penn Station, which is, you know, where they have the, what do you call it, Madison Square Garden, and just down the street. Come to it. If you're on the East Coast, New York is not that far away. I live in California. It's a long state, but back there, there's many states in that same area, okay? So remember, California is, about 750 miles in length, and back there, the states are not that much, so couple hours away, and you're there. So, hope to see everybody at the expo. The expo is starting Friday, 15th of this month, 16th and 17th, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'll have 3 lectures there, and I'll be on the Strange Universe panel. I believe it's 10 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, so that's quite interesting to be on that panel. So anyway, hope to see everybody back there who's listening, who's on the East Coast. If you're not on the East Coast, you might want to see New York. So blessings to all of you. Our time is about over here. And our next program on BBS is going to be Monday at 4 o'clock Pacific time. And tomorrow is our wonderful 8-hour conference call. If you wish to get on it, I'll be checking emails an hour before. It starts at 10 o'clock. Pacific Standard Time, so just send me an email, and or you could use PayPal. So we'll see you later, everybody. Blessings. Thank you, Sylvia. And you can get on if you wish, Sylvia, and do a closing.
Okay, great. Well, boy, that hour just blew by, and that was wonderful. Thank you so much, Ron. Thank you all for being with us tonight, and blessings, and stay in your heart. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Okay, everybody, so see you later, and you can become absentee on these 8-hour calls, too. So we'll see you later. Have a good evening, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.